Longtime University of Michigan equipment manager John Falk announced this week he will retire after this football season. Falk has held that post for 40 years. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon, and I'm going to tell you why he will be missed. John Falk first met football coach Bo Schembechler in 1967. Falk was a freshman working in the equipment room at Miami of Ohio, and Schembechler was the head coach. Schembechler seemed pretty gruff to Falk, so he avoided him. That was not going to work for very long. Falk graduated from Miami in 1971 and stayed on as the football team's assistant equipment manager. He lived at home with his mother and his grandmother, and he took care of them. In 1974, though, Bo invited Falk to interview in Ann Arbor. Falk had never lived anywhere but tiny Oxford, Ohio, so he was a little apprehensive about going to such a big place. When he returned, he told his mother and his grandmother that he was going to turn down Coach Schembechler's offer, because he did not want to leave the two of them by themselves. That night, around 4 in the morning, Falk's mother came into his room crying. She said it hurt her to say it, but he must go to Michigan. "I know Coach Schembechler will take care of you," she said. His mom was right. Falk's first few weeks in Ann Arbor, he ate almost every meal at Schembechler's house. But that didn't mean that Bo was easy on Falk. When Bo wanted a whistle or a pylon or a blocking dummy, he wanted it that second, and whatever it was, chances are good that it came from Falk. Patience was not Bo's greatest virtue. Bo once told me why he was so demanding of his staff. "John Falk's job is not to fit a few hundred helmets every season. His job is to help us win Big Ten titles, and he does that by being the best damn equipment manager in college football. And when we win a Big Ten title, he gets a ring, too." John Falk has 17 Big Ten title rings by now. He's got a very good chance for his 18th this fall, with Michigan the likely favorite to win the division. Falk has also earned the devotion of over 1,000 Michigan football players. When they come back, their first stop usually is to Big Johnny's office. Falk also earned Bo's respect, and that's even harder. And there's no better proof of that than having Bo give you a hard time and then even letting you give it back. One day, Bo needed a buck for a vending machine. He saw Falk walk by, and he stopped him, and sure enough, Johnny pulled out his wallet and gave him a dollar. But when he did so, Bo noticed there's a lottery ticket in Falk's wallet. And Bo asked him, "Damn it, Falk, what the hell do you have that for? We pay you well, and you get the best job in college football." Falk did not hesitate. He looked Bo right in the eye and says, "Bo, let me tell you something right now. When this lottery ticket hits, I'm going to walk straight into your office and say, Johnny Falk is out of here." Bo stared at him for a minute or two, or so it seemed. He finally cracked a grin, and he says, "Falk, let me give you some damn good advice. Before you walk into my office and tell me all those things, make damn sure you have all six numbers." Just a couple days after Bo left Michigan to work for the Detroit Tigers, he came back to the football building to work out, but his name had already been removed from his locker. Bo said, "Falk, what the hell is this?" Falk just shrugged and gave Bo that famous line from The Natural. "They come and they go, Hobbs. They come and they go." They do. But I don't know where the Lettermen are going to go now.